pedo.
Pedo.
That guy's an actual pedo.
Pedo.
Holy fuck. Guys, let me tell you. So this guy's like, this Noah guy, he fucking does this post on some fucking media and it's like,
Jesse, stop doxing.
Jesse, you doxing yourself, eh? Anyways, so this Noah guy, Alice shows me, but I didn't know it was him. He's like, Alice is a legal lolly. Too bad she's dating somebody.
Which I wasn't.
Well,
I was with my big brother at that point. I wasn't hanging out with them.
Oh, okay. Well, too bad she has a big brother or something. Anyways, he's just a pedo. And did you see him like rolling on his bed like he's fucking retarded? Yeah. Did you see that? Like left, right, left, right. He doesn't have enough data to fucking support his microphone. So I really like that one, by the way. Anyways, that guy was a pedo. Because of the posts I seen him post. Dude, what the fuck? That guy is the guy? What is he doing following you around? What a weirdo. He's literally a fucking creep. He'd probably rape you.
I know. He wasn't even part of our fucking friend group.
What a loser.
So, okay, I'll tell you this story about that picture, chicken.
Well, you told me the meaning of it, but yeah, the backstory, sure, so whenever you get a chance.
Let me find this dude's Kiwi Farm profile. Wait, is that doxing?
No.
It's only doxing if you're posting address or...
Yeah, it's actually...
Doxing is address, phone number, work, and their, like, picture...
That's only doxing face, though.
Picture I'm kind of lenient on. If it's a leaked photo, I don't care.
He fucked up and showed his
own face. He showed his own face. I don't care. You can post his face all you want. He doxed himself. If they doxed themselves, don't abuse their dox. But if it's their face they leaked, I don't give a fuck.
Right, let me find this guy.
Right, so the story behind that legal lolly picture, or whatever he wants to say, is we were at, like, NekoCon 2017, probably.
Uh-huh.
And so my brother, I was hanging out with my brother and his friends, and right. He was like, okay, we're going to do the Filthy Frank challenge, which is where you chug an entire 750 milliliter of Jack Daniels and then smoke two cigarettes. And I wasn't really a drinker back then because I was fucking like, I don't even know how old I was. But I was like, okay, I'm not a bitch. I'm going to do it. So I chugged the entire fucking thing of Jack Daniels, and then we went to the con to go to the rave, and immediately blacked the fuck out. And I guess we were all chilling in the hotel room when he took that picture, like all of us, like my girlfriends, him and his friend, and my big brother and his friends. And we were, I don't know how the fuck he took that picture, because obviously I was like, first time drinking a fucking 750 of fucking Jack Daniels. And yeah, so I was like passed out on the bed. So I guess he like went up to me and like took that picture. And I wasn't even dating his friend. I don't know why he said I was dating him. I literally just put him in trap makeup, and they were like trying to get, like, he had a crush on me. They all had fucking crushes on me, by the way. But I was not fucking into that. So yeah, I guess that's when he took the picture. And I didn't even know that fucking happened. And it's just weird as fuck. I wasn't even dating his friend. Don't know why he said that. Wasn't dating anyone at that time.
Hmm.
Wasn't even legal, by the way. I think it was like 17. I don't know. I can look at the date because I literally have it saved in my phone. Like, I don't know. And that's just fucking creepy that he's calling me a lowly and shit. Because
he's a pedo.
Oh, he literally just gave me his address right now. So,
lolly, barely legal porn.
Why does he want you to pull up? Like, you're not even a male.
Because he's trying to fucking leech off me. And I literally said, like, oh, talk to me on stream. Like, let's deal with this. Like, let's talk on stream, which I'm not even going to do because I don't want him to leak anything else that he has, which apparently he has a fucking lot, which is really creepy because I don't even know how he fucking has that.
That's the worst when people fucking... It's like the fucking creeps who just prey on you. By the way, I'm going to unmute Jesse.
I never did anything to him, which is what fucks me up about it. I never fucking did anything to him.
Okay, one second. I just want to announce, Jesse, I'm going to unmute you, but, you know, if you, like, if you exceed your talking privileges, you're going back on mute. So just kick back, listen up. If you have an opening, take it with caution. All right, thank you.
What are the talking privileges?
Why are you talking instantly? Say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you. I was asking.
Okay, now shut up. Shut up. Okay. Look, something, yes, there's fucking creeps like that. You know, he feels like he's better than everyone else, but, like, look at him. He's fucking, like, he's killing himself because he misses opportunity. What a fucking loser. Anyways, if he tries anything, obviously I'm right by you, Alice, so that faggot won't ever fucking get, like, 6 feet with it in your distance while I'm there, like. Fuck no, that nigger is on the floor. He's a faggot. He's a freaking creep, pedophile, and a loser. All right.
Fuck that nigger.
All right, no, for real, guys. Like, on some, like, real shit, like, other than being streamers and stuff like that, imagine if Alice was not a streamer and this guy in your friend group was fucking calling your friend, which, as a... Look, your friend, you guys have a bunch of friends, right, in a group, you're in a group, and there's a girl, and, you know, one of your friends wishes she was a minor, and, you know, wishes to take advantage of her. So, that's the type of guy that he is. So, fuck that, on some real shit. He's a fucking rapist. That hasn't raped yet, if that makes sense.